another hour of What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 701-258-0550 to answer that question. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. We have a hotline, the What's on Your Mind hotline, answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you can leave a message on any and all issues at 855-200-1776. Just press 1 and leave a message, or press 2 and chat with us when we are live on the air. We are at Pinnacle, the folks at Serve Excellence here in Tioga today. Their Tioga Travel Plaza is new, and it's unbelievable. It really is a fantastic location here. The food's phenomenal. The breakfast was great today, especially like the sausage links. You know, the full breakfast. I mean, the hash browns, the biscuits and gravy, scrambled eggs, all kinds of choices. Lunch today is stuffed salmon filet with lemon cream sauce, and steaks tonight. Food's nothing short of phenomenal. So encourage you to stop on by just north of Highway 2 in Tioga, about 2 miles north on Highway 40 is where we're at today, and to be here for the show. So come on by and say hello. All right. Let's see here. We better get to it because I understand that Attorney General Stengem is only able to stay for one break. I thought he was here till the bottom of the hour, so we need to get to this topic, and we'll have Kelvin Holland at the bottom of the hour talk about a new coalition formed to oppose the conservation measure on the ballot come November, and of course your calls, questions, and comments on all the issues. Sue and Stanton and Jack and Grand Forks, hold tight, and let's bring in Attorney General Wayne Stengem here, our guest on the program today. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very good, Scott. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for the time today. Want to talk a little bit about first of all, help me understand what it's called now, because some people call it special places, some people call it extraordinary places proposal, and now I understand it's areas of interest. What is it called?
The term in the policy is areas of interest. Some people call it extraordinary places. It doesn't matter which we call it. It's a policy that I think it's important that we consider on the Industrial Commission, consistent with North Dakota law. And let me just outline what the law says, because it gives the Industrial Commission enormous responsibilities over the oil industry in North Dakota. The statute says it's declared to be in the public interest to foster, encourage, and promote the development, production, and utilization of natural resources of oil and gas, in order that the greatest possible economic recovery of oil and gas be obtained within the state, to the end that the landowners, the royalty owners, the producers, and the general public realize and enjoy the greatest possible good from these vital natural resources. And so that's very important, and it's a duty that the Industrial Commission, each of us, takes very seriously. And probably the reason for this being brought forward is that we're called on to strike a balance among all of the competing interests that there are, and probably no thornier issue comes to our attention than that of striking the balance of determining where oil and gas rig actually gets placed. And we hear on that quite regularly, where we have the discussions that come up on the Industrial Commission. We have given delegated a lot of authority to Lynn Helms, who does a great job at the Department of Mineral Resources, but have never formally said to him, look, when there's development in some of these special areas, we want you to publicly notice it, let the public do what they do whenever any other government agency makes a determination, and that is submit their comments and tabulate them, and then continue to do the job that you do. I started out with this, and I wanted to make it abundantly clear that we all understand and recognize legally and philosophically private people own much of these mineral acres here in North Dakota. They have a legal right to have them develop, and we're certainly not here to prevent that from happening, because that is something that they legally and constitutionally own. But I do think that it's important that on the front end, we have a transparent process that is one that's adopted by the elected members of the Industrial Commission and transmitted to the Department of Mineral Resources, so they know specifically what it is that we have said we want to happen. Because a lot of this discussion and a lot of negotiation among oil companies and landowners takes place now. Oil companies tend to care a great deal about their public perception and and try to accommodate the interests of the surface owners, especially when they're placing these rigs. But I think we need a policy that we adopt and not one that is just given with our tacit approval to the department.
Two issues that came up yesterday. We chatted for a conversation yesterday with Doyle Johannes and Wes Klein in North Dakota Farm Bureau leadership. They are actively opposing this, and they call it nothing short of a taking. I mean, they are just absolutely adamant that this is a taking and will be used by critics to shut down development. What do you say to that?
No, that just is absolutely not the purpose of this policy, and it certainly isn't my philosophy. This is simply a process where the public can make comments, just like they do with any other government decision that is made. The Public Service Commission, for example, has much more robust regulations for construction of coal mines, any related facility, or even windmills. And what happens in those cases is that public notice is given. They take public comment, and then they make a decision. And that's not a taking. Neither would this be. That's certainly not the intent, because we understand, and philosophically, I feel strongly, that private people own these mineral rights. They have a legal right to have them developed. But what I do want to do is just at the front end rather than the back end have a discussion about the actual placement of the rig within any of these areas. Let the people come in and say what they think, just like they do on your show, just like they do on any other thing where the government is involved. Let them have their say. We have to make a decision, and that's the appropriate way to do it.
Attorney General Wayne Stengem, our guest, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, and an off-air call that came in for you on this issue. Roll it for Wayne, would you?
Hi, I have a question for Wayne Stengem. I'm wondering if the citizens have grounds for a class action lawsuit against the Obama administration, specifically for the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, being that every single thing that we were told about this now we find out was a lie, everything from lowering the price of our premiums so you can keep your doctor, that it's not going to add one dime to the deficit, everything that we were told has been a lie to get this passed, and it is causing undue harm to millions of citizens who lost their health care. So is there grounds for a class action lawsuit? If there is, I think we need to move on this. Thank you.
Okay, Scott, I can't answer a question about a class action lawsuit, but I think it's rather well known that the state of North Dakota, through my office, joined with 25 or so other attorneys general in challenging the Affordable Care Act on the Commerce Clause grounds. We went to the Supreme Court, and despite the fact that there were many people who said it was a frivolous lawsuit and we were going nowhere, we won on that, on the Commerce Clause, the important part of our litigation. We didn't win because one justice, the Chief Justice, said it's a tax. Even though it violates the Commerce Clause, it is a tax. The Congress has much broader authority under their taxation powers, and that constituted the 5-4,
sure,
unfortunately, majority that led us to the issues that we have now.
I thought
there
that,
is,
by the way.
There is a lot of other litigation going on, private and public, that will dog this enactment, I think, for a long, long time.
I thought that question was on the topic at hand. It was a different one, and we
are really
short on time here, so I want to try and get to the ones that are on this because we have calls waiting and also other off-airs that have come in. Roll the next off-air call before we go to the others.
Hey, guys, great program. I guess my question for Mr. Stengem would be, whose brainchild of an idea was this to get involved in personal property rights, stuff like that in the first place, and why? Why would you want to even do that? Thanks. Have a good day.
Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. And this is an idea that has been percolating for quite some time back, starting really with the contention that arose over what was happening at the Elkhorn Ranch and the Killdeer Mountains and the battlefield there, where decisions had been made or people thought decisions had been made to develop or to place rigs in some of those areas that became very contentious. And what happened is that we on the Industrial Commission had to backpedal afterwards to reach a satisfactory conclusion. And so I think what we really want to do is have this discussion on the front end under a transparent process where the public can come in and make their comments, recognizing that there's going to be development in these areas anyway. Nobody will or can stop the development of these resources, but we do need to have a discussion about the actual placement of the rigs and the facilities, so that everybody, including the surface owner, it's important to remember that about 80% of the people who own the surface in western North Dakota in the oil counties don't own any or all of the minerals underneath their land, and they're
Hold that thought, if you would, Wayne. We'll wrap this up on the other side of the break and get you out of here because I know you're tight on time. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you ain't wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind from the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, 5 states, 2 Canadian provinces, KCJB Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag. Out of Fargo, Moorhead, got western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota covered, and of course, as well, KTGO, where we are broadcasting today, Tioga, North Dakota. Booming to the mock. And Attorney General Wayne Stengem here for just a couple more minutes, and we'll get one more call in for him from Bob in Kildeer, or Brad, rather, in Kildeer for Attorney General Wayne Stengem. Go ahead, Brad.
Good morning, Attorney General.
Good morning.
I recently saw that you are taking pictures of the sunsets in Bismarck. Is that true?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Well, it seems to me that you live in an extraordinary place. And I'm wondering if you're going to allow public comment any time that you make any modifications to your property.
You know, I hope that you understand what we're doing here, because this, when we issue a permit, that's an action that the government takes. And when that happens, I think that it's important that there be an opportunity for the public to issue comment. That's all we're asking here. And the point is that people are doing that now, but they don't know that they have a right to do it. They don't know what the areas are, and they don't have a process that is specifically stipulated for them to do that. That's all this proposal does. And so it's not something that we need to get really all that excited about. We're just talking about a system of public comment, just like every government agency, every government entity, and every group of elected officials do all the time. They do it every day. Township boards, the legislature, the Public Service Commission, every government agency gives an opportunity for public comment before they take any official action. And that's what we're talking about here. This is not something that is going to in any way interrupt anybody's ability to develop their minerals. And I hope I can do whatever I can to make that abundantly clear.
Hey, Brad, have you put a comment yet on this issue for the commission to consider?
Let me tell Brad what he can do, and maybe this is a good time, Scott, to just mention we have opened this for public comment so that anybody who has any thoughts on this policy can offer them to us. If you go to the North Dakota Industrial Commission website, that's nd.gov/NDIC, you can look at the actual policy. There's a fact sheet as well that talks about what this proposal will do and what it will not do. And then information there for people to submit comments that they have.
Well, I've been to meetings about this already, and I understand, but the problem I have is with public comments on private land when you're extending a mile away from these special places. Some of these special places, everybody thinks their own place is extraordinary.
Yeah, they do. You're right.
We make a living off our own land. It's kind of insulting to say that we're trying to destroy it with the oil field. We are getting run over in a lot of places, and we'd like some help. But this isn't the way to do it.
We need somebody
that we can call so that if we're getting muscled by overpowered lawyers, that we can call in and get help from the state. That's what we need. We don't need the state and extra government telling us, okay, you can't put this here. There's already towers on the Kildare Mountain. There's towers on a lot of these buttes that you're saying are extraordinary. So you're slowing down the development for the people that want to. This is the wrong way to go about it.
Well, okay, and I don't know what to say except I disagree that this is not what this will do. What this will do, it will not stop development, but it will perhaps answer some of the concerns that Brad is talking about, and that is what about where these are? Because, you know, if you talk about where a rig actually is, that affects a lot of other things, the production facilities, the roads. There's discussions that we can have about doing something that's been on balance, a very good thing, and that's the multi-rig pads where you can put 8, 12, or even more rigs in one spot. That reduces the number of roads that you need to place. That means that you could probably put in a better road. It justifies very often, or it could justify, the installation of pipelines earlier to take away the oil and gas so we reduce flaring. There's lots of things that we can discuss. And that's all this proposal does.
Hey, Brad, call again. We're gonna let the Attorney General go because we actually just scheduled this yesterday in response to the conversation with the Farm Bureau folks yesterday. We'll have you back soon when we can take calls on these and other issues.
Happy to do that anytime, Scott. Thank you, and thanks for the good calls that we've had. If people have their concerns or want to issue comments on this policy, please do so. We'll be taking comments on this until next Tuesday, February 25th.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the time. Attorney General Wayne Stengem, our guest on the program. Wes in Mercer County, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Wes.
Hello, Scott. I've got a comment on the special places. What the Attorney General is doing is he is socializing private property in the state of North Dakota. This is not just a transparency solution to a problem that does not exist. The Attorney General is attempting a takeover through a policy, a regulatory taking of private property. If this was just about making the policy, creating a policy to make more make everything more transparent, we would not have buffer zones around every single wildlife management area in every oil producing county. We would not have buffer zones around buttes that are privately owned like White Butte. The Attorney General is dead wrong. He is misleading the public in the state of North Dakota. And I think it's high time the Attorney General, along with the governor and the Ag Commissioner, came clean on what this is about. He has received immense amount of pressure to do this from preservation groups. This is about socializing private property in the state of North Dakota. And I think he's being very disingenuous in misleading the public of what this is about.
One of my questions for him earlier, Wes, was specifically on that issue that did come up yesterday about this being a taking, and he did push back against this. There's obviously differences of opinion here, and that's why there's a comment period. So if you're on Wes's side or you're on the Attorney General's side, let your voice be heard on this. We posted yesterday the address to mail in a comment or an email address to send it in on our Facebook page, and I certainly hope folks do. My own personal opinion, I didn't even get a chance to get it with Wayne, is that, you know, we have much bigger fish to fry in North Dakota than going down this path, because I think this is an attempt to quiet critics who will never be quiet until there is no private property rights, until fossil fuel development is shut down. So my heart is with you, but I think folks just need to weigh in on this. And Jack Dalrymple, Wayne Stensham, Doug Goring are elected leaders on the Industrial Commission that make decisions based on constituents that put them there. And if enough folks agree with you, Wes, I think this thing will go away. Sue and Stanton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I heard the guy talk about global warming before, and I agree with him. Just want to know if people are aware that with the new Common Core standard that called the Next Generation, the standards we'll be teaching our kids in school will only see one side, which will be global warming and caused by fossil fuels, and humans are causing it. And with the only state that has an economy, I guess I wondered if people are aware of that, because our kids will be our next leaders. They'll be making our laws. They'll be on the EPA. And so I just don't know why our state would go along with wanting to teach this type of standard, which will be coming along next. So,
yeah, that's the worst part of Common Core, in my view. It's a plank, a way in for all these radical groups to try and get their views in curriculum. Right now, the firewall, even if Common Core continues to go down the path, would be local control saying, well, wait a minute, we're going to review the curriculum down to that level and say that garbage won't be in our classrooms. Appreciate the call, Sue. Thanks a bunch. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Got a bucket list? Head to the Max Hardware Bucket Sale. Grab a Max bucket, then fill it with everything that fits for 15% savings. Fill your bucket with tools, hardware, nuts, bolts, screws, chain, rope, and more. If it fits, you save 15%. The Bucket Sale, now at Max Hardware. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max. Offer excludes Carhartt to all power tools and Max gift cards.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon with Todd the Radio God Mitchell, 550K Fire, the flagship of our broadcast. We are in Tioga today at the Pinnacle Tioga Travel Plaza. Talk more with those folks coming up here in just a little bit. We have some calls waiting, a lot of off-air calls that come in, a lot of Facebook comments on our normal or nuts questions, including this one. Does North Dakota really need to spend $2 billion on conservation in the next decade? The North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation think it is a bad idea. It's a broad coalition of groups that are opposing that measure. Kelvin Hullett will join us to talk about that in just a moment. But first, some calls waiting to weigh in here that include Troy, listening in central North Dakota, here on What's on Your Mind. Troy, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Thank you. Attorney General Stendham, in his own words, in your interview that you just finished, stated that they were going to tell private landowners where they could put their well driller, where they could put their well derricks if they were within a mile of that. That is a taking. He can say whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. That is a taking. When you guys get Representative Kramer on again, I'd like you to bring up the topic of immigration. A lot of words going on about the children of immigrants that have come here. That's not our government's fault. That's their parents' fault. That needs to be taken care of by their parents. So
and we're sorry to interrupt, Troy. We're just short on time here, but I want to tell you we're going to be in Washington, D.C. next week. We're going to chat with not only Congressman Kramer, but we have invites to Senator Hovind, Senator Heitkamp, as well as other members of the leadership on both sides of the aisle. So we'll get some questions on that issue for sure. Wayne Williston, last one before our guest. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, on well sites. I've been up here since August of 12, working in the Williston area and Watford City. There was a well down there that went dry, and through responsible leadership and paying attention to our environment, within 30 days, they cleared the pump, they cleared the tanks, and now the ground is ready for the farmers to start planting again. This is unnecessary, man. It just takes a little intelligence and personal responsibility, which is what this country was built on, to continue producing oil, to make us oil independent so we're not relying on foreign governments and providing for our economy. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well said, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Kelvin Hullett is here from this coalition of groups across North Dakota that have formed North Dakotans for Common Sense Conservation. Kelvin, how are you?
Well, I am terrific, Scott. Good morning.
Tell me about this group. Who's all in the mix?
Well, the coalition that has come together is a very diverse group of folks from across the state, represents the agriculture interests from across the state, the business interests, of course, a number of the Chamber of Commerce, including the State Chamber and our Chamber and Grand Forks and Minot have all joined the coalition. We have, of course, the energy industry and then some other interested parties such as the North Dakota Association of Counties and the League of Cities. So it's really a rather broad and diverse coalition that's come together to express our concerns about the proposed constitutional measure that's coming forward.
You know, I love DU banquets, Ducks Unlimited banquets. I've been to a number of those over the years. You know, you get a lot of good folks together. But Ducks Unlimited is one of the groups pushing this, and they have a national footprint that's very different than I think most dues-paying Ducks Unlimited members here have. Explain why we ought to be worried about what Ducks Unlimited wants to do here.
Well, yeah, you know, actually, I've been a strong supporter of Ducks Unlimited. In fact, I think if you would talk to the folks locally, you would know that I've emceed a lot of DU banquets over the years. And I think as we look at what's being brought forward, and it's, you know, it's a diverse group of conservation interests that have come forward and brought forward a constitutional, a proposed constitutional measure that would utilize 5% of the oil extraction tax and then direct that into conservation projects. Sounds great when you kind of lead into it that way. When you start really looking at the details is when we really started getting concerned. Number one, you're going to put a rather substantial amount of money into this project, and it's going to come through the Constitution, so there's no flexibility there. From our projections, based on the current oil production, this would be about $2.8 million a week, around $300 million a biennium. Over the life of the 25-year proposal, it'd be about $5 billion. So you're talking about a very substantial amount of funding that would be directed by the Constitution with a mandated spending level of 75 to 90% of that money each year. You know, you're talking about substantial numbers, and so we have a real concern about the amount of money, about the flexibility that is built into this proposal, or I should say the lack of flexibility that's built into the proposal. And then, of course, we look at some of the other details, such as how the board is composed, those sorts of things. And so from our perspective, as we look at it, we just think there's a lot of concerns, and we think that the voters of North Dakota really need to understand the details and think about this proposal before they sign the petition.
Yeah, and here's how and tell me if I'm oversimplifying this, but basically what this would do would take tax revenue, specifically, you know, they're trying to get their hands on the oil and gas tax.
Oil extraction tax. Yep.
Yeah, right. So they take revenue that would otherwise come into the coffers, and they siphon it off to buy land, put in there into play their grand vision that you've described quite accurately from the Ducks Unlimited. This is a land grab that would siphon off money from much-needed infrastructure projects, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's one of our real concerns. And as we, you know, as we've rolled out, you know, our whole coalition and our concerns about it, I guess let me make sure that one thing is very clear. We all understand that the landscape of North Dakota is changing. And we all understand that we need to address the conservation needs in our state and make sure that we have access to land and water for sportsmen. We need to work with our farmers and ranchers on their working lands programs. I mean, we all understand that. I think our real concern, you know, is the flexibility and some of the details built into this that as it moves forward could create some real issues in North Dakota. And one of those is that you're correct. This would take a 5% of the extraction tax and siphon that off is sort of the right term into a different fund, because normally those funds now flow into the general fund. And so right now the state legislature, after you take, you know, sort of some of the other mandated things out of the oil extraction tax, has about 30% of that oil extraction tax that goes into the can go into the general fund for things such as property tax relief and infrastructure and education and health and human services and all of those other things that we know are needs in North Dakota. And so our position is that we really need to look at how we do this and really make sure that we have a balance in North Dakota so that we can take care of all of our needs and also make sure that we engage the conservation issue.
Gabe, an Antler question for our guest, Kelvin Hullett. Go ahead, Gabe, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I'm a third-generation farmer and rancher up here, and just like my dad before me and his dad, my grandpa before him, I've invested tens of thousands of dollars of my own money in conservation. I've partnered with responsible groups to implement good, effective conservation programs. So conservation is incredibly important to me, but this measure offends me. It offends me that the sponsors of this measure claim this is about North Dakota. yet they're willing to let organizations from outside this state come in with hundreds of thousands and millions, if this gets on the ballot, to influence North Dakota's future. And the measure itself is worded that once the North Dakota voter casts their vote, then these sponsors don't want anything to do with the North Dakota voter. They do not want to let the North Dakota voter have a say on this issue for the next 25 years. They're telling us, give us your vote so that these out-of-state groups can come in here for the billions that will be made available and then shut up for the next 25 years.
Before,
they've already gotten over $600,000 from out-of-state groups, and it's not even on the ballot. So my question is, just who is buying North Dakota's future here?
Before you answer that, Kelvin, I do want to add that for Gabe's support, and I couldn't agree with you anymore, a lot of common sense in Antler today, Gabe, that 2 years ago, this same group tried to get a similar measure on the ballot, but it was actually a stop because of widespread signature gathering fraud. So, you know, there's some history here that I think just factually needs to be put out there. But he's got a good question. Kelvin, go ahead.
You know, I think he does. And that's one of the things that as we think about conservation in our state, and he makes a great point. You know, the farmers and ranchers of our state have really done, a good job in addressing the conservation issues. And again, if you compare it to some of the other things, almost all the conservation in our state is done on private lands. And so, you know, how we work together with our farmers and ranchers is essential as we move towards the future. To his other point about, you know, the out-of-state interest, that is an issue that we have brought up and brought up as part of our press conference. You know, the biggest contributor to the effort so far based on the 2012 and 2013 campaign finance reports is the Nature Conservancy, who put in about $237,000. Then you have a number of other groups that have come in with amounts ranging from about $100,000 down to $5,000. So we have also asked that question about, you know, the out-of-state interests in bringing the money in. And, you know, and we have a real concern about some of the groups that are participating in this. As Mark Watney from the Farmers Union said yesterday, have not exactly been friendly towards either energy or agriculture. And so we think that's a question that's fair to ask.
Thanks, Gabe. Appreciate the call. TJ Bismarck, quickly, your question for Kelvin Hullett. Just about a minute left with him.
Well, it's not really a question. It's just there's a lot more to this issue than people realize. I took hunter safety this fall, and the petition was there. They didn't explain to the class what it was about, and we're just blindly people signing it. And it's, you know, some of that needs to be really looked into.
And that's a great point, and that's why we're trying to get out while people are looking at signing the ballot, is because there is so much more to this issue, and it is so easy, you know, to if you're at the grocery store and somebody comes up and says, hey, would you like to put 5% of the oil extraction tax towards conservation? And you go, yeah, boy, that sounds like a great thing. It's not until you realize maybe a little bit later that we're talking about, you know, about $3 million a week, $300 million a biennium, and $5 billion over 25 years that, you know, you kind of step back and go, well, wait a minute, that's a lot of money. And B, to the previous caller's point, you know, the way the board is structured in this proposed constitutional measure, it does require that those folks on that board either have a background in environmental or activism or conservation. So
appreciate the call.
There are
a lot
of questions.
Very good point. Kelvin, we'll have you back. We'll follow this closely. Thanks for the update and the time today. Glad this coalition is doing what you're doing. Thank you, sir.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Evert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Andy Oil Can and does, and you can go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about the $30 billion in economic impact. No kidding. 60,000 jobs and energy security. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to check that out. We thank them for their sponsorship as well. Something I wanted to get to all morning, I've not had a chance to do it. Harold Newman died yesterday. And Harold Newman out of Mayville, North Dakota. At some point before the funeral, I want to tell the story of Harold Newman. I talked with his son, Russ, yesterday, his only son, and poor guy was having one heck of a time. He just said I was numb, and how would you not be? But Harold evidently died in his sleep. And had not been in poor health or anything else, so totally unexpected and a shock. 80 years old, obviously, so lived a pretty good life. But Harold was such a pioneer in so many ways. I mean, he's just one of those North Dakota legends. I mean, a political force. You have to be when you're putting billboards up, on highways and interstates. And certainly the work he did in the biofuels and the ethanol area was legendary. I mean, he was into ethanol long before it was, you know, government sanctioned and all the different things that have happened on ethanol. But from signs to billboards, yeah, all those signs you saw, all those billboards you see along the road, Newman signs and many highway signs are part of that vision. But he loved baseball. You know, he just was an innovator. And Newman Outdoor Field in Fargo, where the Redhawks play, is named for Harold because of a donation to that particular area. And the Buffalo Museum. Anytime I talked to him, it was something about Jamestown, right? I mean, hey, you gotta get over here. You gotta get over here, Hannon. Come on over and talk about this, and let's do this. And the innovation that was going on in Spiritwood with the things there, just one thing after another. So we pray for him and his family, and certainly ask you to do the same. But there is a legend. There is a legend lost in the great state of North Dakota, without question. We are coming to you live today from Pinnacle, the Tioga Travel Plaza in Tioga. And I'm stuffed from breakfast this morning and already dreaming about, speaking of stuffed salmon filet with lemon cream sauce, which is for lunch today, and then steaks tonight. And guess what? Caleb, the chef here, is with us to talk a little bit about all the home cooking he does here. Caleb, how are you?
I'm doing good today.
All right. Nice job on the stuffed salmon fillets, huh?
Trying.
That's just another day at the Tioga Travel Plaza, though, right?
Yep. Every day. We do home cooking, fresh, you name it, we do it.
So, and talk about, you know, how you make the decisions of what you put out there.
Pretty much whatever I'm in the mood for. And I take information from the guys that come in and ask, inspirations from them, some of the things that they miss from their home states, and we try to accommodate the guys that come in.
What's some of the ones you hear the most comments about? What entrees do they love the most?
Meat and potatoes.
That's our Midwestern ethic, right? Just load me up with the meat and potatoes.
Yep. Meat and potatoes and starch.
Yeah, roast beef dinners.
Yep. Steaks, pork chops, and then on Fridays they love their fish.
Fridays are fish, yes, right? Just like today with the salmon. And, you know, so there is the home-cooked meals. You also have all the other goodies and pastries and choices, too. Tell us a little bit about what else is on the menu.
We do pizzas that we do make in-house. We have a full-service bakery from breads to cakes to donuts every single morning. All of our fried foods, grab-and-go, quote-unquote. Breakfast burritos, lunch burritos. We also do a full-service Mexican restaurant almost just about now. We do quesadillas made to order every day and for lunch and dinner.
For folks like me that spent, you know, the early years in the Bakken boom, it was pretty much your choice of pizza or you know, a burrito, right?
Exactly, and we're focusing on getting away from that.
Yeah.
We want to feed these guys home-cooked meals instead of the typical truck stop food. We want to give them real home-cooked food.
And you're doing it, and the huge portions, the great meals, it's hot, it's, you know, it really is, it's great. So appreciate what you're doing. Invite folks to come on in to the Tioga Travel Plaza, check it out. We're also in the conference room, and I understand you're in charge of the catering here, but folks can have a meeting here, and you'll cater the meals, right?
Yes, we have a full-service conference room or banquet room. We can seat up to 35 people or up to 55 standing. We can offer full, you name the kind of food you want, and we can provide it for you.
It's fantastic. It really is. So they'll custom design the menu for you, and, of course, the meetings and gatherings and thank you events and family reunions and everything else. Pinnacle, serving excellence. By the way, we're in the Tioga Travel Plaza today. There's also a Stanley location, obviously, a Pinnacle right off Highway 2. This one is north of Highway 2, about 2 miles on Highway 40. Caleb, great food. Thanks, my man. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
And don't take our word for it, Caleb or I. Just come on in and stop in and check those out, and you're gonna love the selections. Is your mouth watering yet, Todd? Are you thinking about that salmon, stuffed salmon filet, or did the steak get you going? What anything in particular that I could bring home for you, Todd?
All of the above.
All of the above. All right.
Well, I got to try it all, you know.
Exactly. They have a business center here, too, which they do everything from business cards to the giant blueprints, maps, large-scale documents. They print, fax, scan. They have all kinds of shipping options here. They do binding. They'll print you out all kinds of things, so you can check that out. The clothing store is phenomenal. Men's, women's, kids' clothing, all the brands, Bulwark, Wrangler, Carhartt, Oakley, Under Armour. Just come look. You won't believe it. Best customer service in the Bakken, too. And you know what? They do the large orders that service large crew uniform needs, too. Hey, Stephen Moore of the Wall Street Journal and the Heritage Foundation economist will crunch some numbers on North Dakota's economy and how that benchmarks with the rest of the country. Plus, we're going to talk about everything the EPA is doing to stop you dead in your tracks Monday on the program, live from Washington, D.C., plus a whole host of guests, so join us then. Thank you for listening. Sorry we ran out of time for all the callers today. Busy day. God bless you. What's on your mind is out of here.
Yep. When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.